Chapter 9, Mishnah for Hasa, Gevor min Aretz Tefach. If this the hav is broken and plugged with straw or tightly fitted into the door, and now it's a tefach above the ground. So not only is it fitting tightly into the door and or broken, but it's now also above the ground. It's not, there we go, nice picture. It's not on the floor. It's lifted off the floor. Stuck in the door and lifted off the floor over there. Tuma tachteh, if there's tuma underneath it, or the bias, or the tuma is in the house, tachteh v'habayis tama. So now it's considered almost like a veranda roof. So if there's tuma underneath it, right, so now it's considered like one house, basically. So the tuma is going to, the whole house will be considered tama. Or if the tuma is in the house, the kazas in the house, so underneath it will also be considered tama, because now it's considered like a room of the house, basically. Toiche v'gaba tahor, but inside it, its interior and above it are pure. Inside the hive, its interior and above it are pure. And he says, because the bottom wall of the hive screens against the impurity entering the hive. Because that bottom wall, so the impurity is not going to come like around and in. You know, you've seen Marky's picture over there. So it's going to stay underneath it, will be impure. But around it and inside the hive, it's not going to come, he says. Besoicha, if the impurity is inside it, ein tama ela soicha, only its interior will be impure. And al gaba, if the impurity is on top of it, kenegdo adarekia tama, the impurity will go up to the sky, but that's the only place it will go to, it won't go anywhere else.